Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 5 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and gift to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny's brow furrows with concern. Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God. Johnny breathes a sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly with his itching ears, searching for some escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. And Pastor Loophole's excuses continue with loophole number 3, entitled, The Truth is Relative. So here's loophole number 3.
Everyone interprets the Bible differently, Johnny, so only you can say what it means for you. Nobody has a monopoly on the truth, because all men are equal. So don't let anyone tell you what to believe. Only you can decide what's truth for you. Not everything in life is black and white. Sometimes moral issues are just sort of gray. So when some narrow-minded literalist shows you a passage of Scripture you don't like, you can always reply to him, "Well, that may be truth for you, but that's not truth for me."
That's a great argument, says Johnny thankfully. Now I can go back to enjoying my sins without feeling guilty.
Time out, everybody.
Let's look at the Scriptures and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge to everybody the true part. It's true that some people interpret the Bible differently than others. It's true that all men are created equal. But here are the lies. It's a lie that the truth is relative. It's a lie that nobody has a monopoly on defining truth. It's a lie that only you can decide what's true for you. But here's the truth to replace those lies. God has a monopoly on truth. You know, you can disagree with me and I might want to disagree with you, but neither one of us has enough authority to disagree with Almighty God. Do you realize there's only one correct interpretation of the Bible? Not mine, not yours, but God's interpretation. If God wrote the Bible, then God's the only one who can correctly interpret the Bible. And God is not dead, nor is he silent. God is alive, and he's willing to teach you, but only if you'll submit your mind to his teaching. If you have a teachable heart, God will teach you about his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you have a teachable heart, or do you think you already know everything? Jesus said this, "The Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." The truth isn't relative when, deep down inside your heart, you already know that God is telling you right from wrong. The truth isn't relative when you know better. And Johnny Lukewarm, if you're listening out there, your conscience is testifying against you, even right now. But isn't the Bible just a book written by men who have no more right to claim their word is truth than do all other philosophers? Johnny Lukewarm complains. You see, if Johnny can discount the authority of the Bible, then he doesn't have to obey its commands. That's really the secret agenda behind his question, isn't it? Really? But let's think about his question logically for a moment. Is the Bible just another book? Now, if you were to compare 20,000 different philosophers, including me, and 20,000 different philosophies, including my own, I'd have to agree with you that no one philosopher has more authority than any other, since in general we're all created with equal authority and equal ability to reason. And yet, all of these 20,000 philosophers and all of their 20,000 philosophies are completely wrong on every subject when you compare their ideas to God's opinion. If God created truth, who's going to argue with God? So if any of our 20,000 philosophers agree with God, they'll be right on every subject. But if they disagree with God, they'll be wrong on every subject. Now follow this. If a philosopher agrees with God all the time, then he's always right and always worthy of your trust. So out of all the philosophers in human history, which one agreed with God all the time? Only one philosopher that I know, Jesus Christ. That's why his teaching is trustworthy, because Jesus always agreed with God. If you believe the teachings of Jesus, you'll never go wrong. So what other philosophers agree with God all the time? Well, the people who wrote the Bible. Peter, Paul, John, James, King David, King Solomon, Isaiah, and Moses. These men worshipped God, and they submitted to God with their minds and with their ideas. They chose to agree with God. That's why you can trust them. That's why you can trust the Bible over all other books. You know, if I want to find the truth on any philosophical question, and I want to learn from men who agree with God, and I find an answer in the Bible which differs from an answer in another book, I will trust the Bible answer, and I will distrust the other book. Why? Because I always want to agree with God, and I never want to disagree with him. Don't you? I think there's one core reason for America's moral decline. We refuse to believe and submit to truth. Did you know that 67% of all Americans believe there is no such thing as absolute truth? That different people can define truth in conflicting ways and still be correct? Many people believe truth is relative. They say, that may be truth for you, but it's not truth for me. But they refuse to submit their minds to God, and they don't see the great danger that's ahead of them. You know, truth is always an issue over authority. Whoever has the most authority is, by definition, the only one capable of defining truth for the rest of the universe. I mean, you can disagree with God if you want to, but what are you going to do when God throws you into hell? Once again, truth is always an issue over authority. If there are millions of different opinions out there, and I'm trying to decide who to believe, I always try to figure out who has the most authority. I don't submit my mind to somebody who tells me what my itching ears want to hear, but to somebody who has the most authority on the subject. For example, pretend you just came from the hospital, and you've been diagnosed with a terrible brain tumor. You need surgery to save your life. Let's also pretend that the hospital gave you a choice of three people who could perform your brain surgery: a used car salesman, a high school biology student, or a professional brain surgeon who successfully performed the same operation over 500 times. Now, which of these three would you choose? Although the used car salesman and the high school biology student are probably nice people, you might want to choose the brain surgeon. After all, he has the most authority on the subject, and he's more trustworthy of me submitting myself on the operation table. Now, in the same way, when I hear Oprah Winfrey on television saying there are many paths to God and no one way is the only way, or when I hear comedian Bill Maher saying all religions are equally valid, I choose to disbelieve their expert analysis. Why? Because truth is always an issue over authority. Now, Oprah and Bill are nice people, but they don't have as much authority as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Your eternal soul is at risk here. This could be a heaven or hell kind of decision. Now, who are you going to trust? Oprah Winfrey, Bill Maher, or Jesus Christ? Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said he's the only way to heaven. So, should I believe Jesus, or should I believe Oprah or Bill, who say there are many ways? When Judgment Day comes, and we're all standing before the great white throne of judgment, who's going to be sitting up there on the throne judging us? Is it going to be Oprah Winfrey? I don't think so. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. I will submit my mind to Jesus Christ, because he alone is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I choose to believe his words and not the words of Bill or Oprah. Think about that for a minute. Whose expert opinions have you believed on the subject of religion? Have you submitted your mind to Jesus Christ? Or have you submitted your mind to other, less worthy people who disagree with Jesus Christ? Think about that for a minute while we take this short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L5. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. We've been talking about truth here and how to decide which ideas to believe and which ideas you shouldn't believe. Now, to get that right, we need to understand a little bit about the human mind. Did you know your brain works just like a computer disk? When you're born as a baby, you have a blank computer disk. Your brain has no data. But as you travel through life, your brain collects data and compares new data to old data. When the old data and the new data don't agree, your mind rejects the data from less credible sources, and it welcomes data from more credible sources. So, for example, today, if you don't believe God's word, there's one simple reason. You think somebody else is more credible, or more believable, or more worthy of your mental submission than God. Somebody else has become your God. When you submit your mind to somebody proclaiming their truth is higher than God's truth, did you know you're actually bowing down and worshiping them as your God? And you are an idol worshiper. You say to your idol,
You are higher than God in my life. You create the laws in my universe. You define what is true and false in my mind. Your words are truth, and anyone who disagrees with you is a liar. In fact, God is a liar. You are the highest authority. There is no other being as high as you. I submit my mind to you, and I bow down to you and worship you with my mind. I force the entire essence of my being to line up with your ideas, and I transform my entire character to wholly agree with you and your words and your character instead of God. You are what defines whom I choose to be. So you're not believing or worshiping God with your mind. You're worshiping somebody else if you don't believe God. You're worshiping a false God. People who don't submit to God's word as truth don't need to necessarily repent of unbelief. They need to repent of idolatry. You say, well, I just don't believe Jesus Christ's teachings. But what you really mean is, I reject Christ's authority over my mind. I would rather submit to Oprah Winfrey or Bill Maher or somebody else. You do believe something or somebody. There really are no voids in the realm of faith. But you'd rather submit your mind to a worthless idol than to Almighty God. So what are some of the idols we worship in America today? Well, you can tell by listening to people's ideas. If you say, for example, I won't believe unless it's proven by a scientist, then you worship scientists instead of God. Or if you say, I don't believe in miracles, the laws of nature cannot be changed by God, then you worship nature as higher than God. If you say, as long as it makes a profit, it must be ethical, right? Then you worship money as your God. Or if you say, if it feels good, do it, then you probably worship pleasure and sensuality as your God. But watch out, everybody. If you're worshiping any of these false gods, be warned. They won't be the one that you stand before on the day of judgment. Almighty God will cast these false idols into hell, and you along with them. But the truth is relative. That may be truth for you, but it's not truth for me. Only I can decide what's truth for me, says Johnny Lukewarm. Well said, idol worshiper. The only reason God's words are not truth for you is that you refuse to submit to God's authority. You'd rather worship yourself. You proclaim yourself to be the highest source of authority in the universe, and you proclaim yourself to be higher than God. But don't be silly. You can't define truth any more than you can rewrite the laws of gravity. God created truth, just like he created gravity. God consulted nobody. Nobody overrules him. God alone is the King of Kings, and God alone can define what's true and false in your universe. If you don't agree, just try to walk across the ceiling. It'll be equally impossible for you to defy God's truth. When you face him on the day of judgment, and you try to tell him that you think your ideas are truth, and his ideas are not. But that's so black and white. Not everything is black and white. Sometimes things are gray, says Johnny Lukewarm. No, Johnny, things are not gray in God's mind. God is not confused about anything. God knows what's right and wrong in every possible moral situation. To God, it's all clear. You either agree with him or you don't. If you found some gray area, it's only because you're confused about it or you don't want to agree with God's opinion. But God is never confused about anything, and if you have an open heart to him, he'll teach you his black and white truth about any question you may have. But that's so extremist, says Johnny Lukewarm. Yes, Johnny, it is. I am extremely in favor of good and extremely opposed to evil. I am radically in favor of God and radically opposed to the devil. I am extremely receptive to God's truth and extremely opposed to the devil's lies. I aggressively pursue truth and love and holiness, and I radically forsake sin and selfishness. And you know what? I believe these qualities make me trustworthy, far more trustworthy than any moderates out there. But what about the pygmies in Africa who've never heard about Jesus Christ? Asked Johnny Lukewarm. You see, Johnny creates this question as a diversion, as if it somehow excuses him from any need to submit to Jesus Christ as his Lord. But the bottom line is this, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening. You have already heard about Jesus Christ.
God will judge them fairly, and God will judge you fairly. And you have already heard about Jesus Christ. Are you going to submit to his rule over your heart? Or are you going to tell God on Judgment Day that, yes, I heard about Jesus Christ, but I decided not to follow him? You know, Jesus paid for your sins when he died on the cross. Can you afford to ignore Jesus Christ, especially when you have already heard about him? But much of the Bible is symbolic, so it can't be taken literally, Johnny Lukewarm complains. But that's just another excuse to ignore any scripture that makes him uncomfortable. Yes, you know, some of the dreams and visions in the Bible are symbolic, but God's commandments are not symbolic. When God says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," you can take that literally. But you can't prove God exists, say some unbelievers. But people who demand that you prove God actually don't want any proof. They ask for proof, but proof is the very least thing that they desire. You know, even if you offered them irrefutable proof after proof after proof, they would still flatly deny God. Why? Because if God were proven to them, they'd have to submit to his rulership. They don't want to let God rule their hearts, so instead they just pretend he doesn't exist. These people claim to be open-minded, but you know, they're open to everything except one thing. They don't want God to rule their hearts. If your heart won't submit to God's rulership, then you'll never hear his voice, and you'll deny his truth, even if it's right in front of you. You know, the only way to recognize truth is by submitting to the authority of the highest God. Otherwise, you'll hear the truth over and over, and in your rebellion, you'll deny that any truth exists. Until you want God to rule your heart, you're going to shut your eyes and refuse to submit your mind to God's ideas. Do you really want to recognize truth when you see it? Are you brave enough? There is one way to know for certain if I'm telling you the truth. Submit your heart to God's rulership. Jesus said, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." In other words, when God rules your heart, God himself will tell you whether or not these teachings come from God. But God won't rule your heart until you invite him to rule it. Are you ready to find out? Are you brave enough to submit your heart to God's rulership? Let's pray together. Pray these words along with me. Stop what you're doing for just a moment, and would you just pray these words along with me to God? Almighty God, I submit my heart to your rulership. I bow my knee to your throne, and I declare you as the only credible source of truth in the universe. I forsake all the idols I've worshipped with my mind, and I reject any thoughts from any sources that disagree with you and your word. God, everyone who disagrees with you is a liar. God, I invite you to rule my heart right now and live in my heart forever. Confirm in my heart the teachings of Jesus Christ, your Son, and satisfy the questions of my soul. I submit my mind to your cleansing truth, Lord, and I offer my strength to your service. Save me now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to him. Go ahead. Now, some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks everybody for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L5. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.